You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Jalen and Jacoby is presented by Guinness.
He's Jalen Rose. I'm David Jacoby. We are Jalen and Jacoby. What is it that
we
do?
We give the people! What they want.
John Wall was traded for Russell Westbrook.
Yeah.
Paul George has some very interesting things to say about the Clippers' failure last season in the bubble. But we start with big news for the Los Angeles Lakers. Not only did LeBron James sign a 2-year extension, Anthony Davis signed a 5-year, one of the player option, $190 million deal. Jalen, this is a little bit longer than we thought he would sign for. What does these deals mean for the Lakers and for these two individuals?
It means to me, I'm going to make sure everyone in the media puts respect on two individuals' names that I had to come on television during this period of time over the last few years and defend their honor. Hey. One, Rob Pelinka, who only won the championship with the Lakers this year after everybody assassinated his character. The other one is Rich Paul. When you get a chance, look deeper into the Los Angeles Lakers roster. You know what you're gonna find? A lot of Rich Paul clients. And you know what else you're gonna find? A lot of Rich Paul clients getting paid. Getting paid top dollar. And soon as you saw, Jacoby, soon as you saw the news, LeBron James, 2 years, almost $100 million, it was like muscle memory. It's like hitting your knee. You already knew Anthony Davis was gonna come right after. 5 years overall, he can opt out after the fourth year. The Lakers are playing chess when the rest of the NBA is just playing checkers.
Absolutely. And we looked at the Western Conference at the beginning of last season. We saw the Lakers and the Clippers kind of as 1A and 1B. And now there's a clear leader in the Western Conference. That is the Los Angeles Lakers. You look at what they did this offseason. Let's take a look at those people again. Not just did they re-sign LeBron James and Anthony Davis, you added Harrell, you added Schroeder, you added Matthews and Gasol. They are a much better team this year than they were last year. And what did they do last year, Jalen?
Win the championship.
Absolutely. Now, we thought that maybe Anthony Davis would sign a 1 or 2 or a 2+1 type of deal to get himself that 10 years of service so he can get 35% of the max. But he signed for 5 years. Why do you think he signed long-term now?
We Rich Paul clients. We're not playing those games. As a matter of fact, you notice when the NBA went to his lockout when the pandemic first hit, there were a handful of players that got their full salary. You know who represent them? Rich Paul. So he's going to make sure he goes to Anthony Davis and tells him, let me tell you a secret. I'm going to get LeBron James to sign for 2 more years. That means they have LeBron for 3. They have you for 4. And then you can do whatever you want your 5th year. It's your call. But we're going to make sure KCP, LeBron, AD, Morris, we're going to make sure all of our guys get top dollar. And as you mentioned, we're bringing Schroeder. He was only one of the top 6 men in the league, averaging almost around 20 points. Montrezl Harrell.
Oh, that's right.
And here's an adjustment for Montrezl Harrell. And this happens when you become a veteran player. It's been acknowledged that he can't be your best big guy and be a competitive championship contending team. Now, in the bubble, he dealt with some family loss. And their team clearly didn't warm up to the opportunity to make the sacrifices needed as the Clippers to perform in the bubble. But now playing alongside AD, alongside LeBron, all he got to do is what you just saw. Catch, dunk. That's all he got to do. Celebrate, flex to the crowd. That's all he got to do for the next couple of years. And then he'll try to get another big deal.
When you play alongside Anthony Davis, your role becomes much different for Harrell than it was last year because Anthony Davis does so much on both ends of the floor. Underrated defender. And Harrell, like you said, they're not asking him to guard the best opposing big now because they've got Davis to do that. They're not asking him to create offense. They have so many playmakers around him. What's he going to do, Jalen? What two things does he need to do?
Catch, finish. That's it. That's
and
it.
And then celebrate. And then celebrate.
Well, he gonna be flexing this year. Oh, my goodness. He's going to be out there like a boxer.
Well, Lakers fans, Lakers front office, and Rich Paul and Clutch and LeBron and Anthony Davis, they should all celebrate because this is huge for the purple and gold. And they now are head and shoulders above every other team in the whole entire league as the favorites heading into the season. Jalen, rarely does a blockbuster trade not lead the show. But the Lakers news was just that big. Jalen. The Houston Rockets don't just get John Wall. They get John Wall and a first-round pick, and Russell Westbrook goes to the Wizards. Jalen, when you look at it through the prism of James Harden, who I'm sure was consulted on this, why do you think they went for Wall?
I think they went for Wall because him and Russ are similar in a lot of ways, but they're going to be vastly different in certain ways. In particular, on the floor, John Wall is going to be a guy that can be effective without the ball. I know that he's a 20-10 and two steal guy, but he's going to be able to still make plays as a secondary playmaker versus Russ and James both need an isolation scenario in order to perform at their maximum. But here's what I want to also acknowledge. I know there's a lot of podcasts in the game. I get it. We've been doing this 10 years. As a matter of fact, Jacoby, when we were doing it, there was no Spotify. There was no Apple. Okay, we were doing this thing on YouTube and on Periscope. And if you follow Jalen and Jacoby over the last 10 years, this trade don't surprise you. It's broken news to you. This is broken news to you. We talked about that time and time again. When John Wall was returning from injury, and then he was pictured in Brooklyn doing some unsavory things as it related to the organization, the ownership and management made up their mind that he had played his last basketball game there. Him and Bradley Beal, while both talented all-star level performers, still never meshed as a duo. So for James, I understand. You bring in Wall, you bring in Boogie, you're trying to do what you can to still be a playoff team because you know Harden's still going to perform at an MVP level. But for Russ, like I told you, when he got traded, it not only was going to be to the East, but it was going to be a team that did not make the playoffs. Yep. And why is that important? Because now their fan base is energized. You know that Russ gonna show up and bring it on a nightly basis, teaming with Bradley Beal. And are they the best backcourt in the NBA? Are they the best backcourt in the NBA?
Interesting.
Okay. All right. So that's what they gonna have going on in Washington. And so they're now gonna be a team that we talk about. They're also going to be a team that will make the playoffs this year. And so this is a win-win for both sides.
Well, I also want to say this about Houston. When D'Antoni left and when Daryl Morey left, they left behind sort of a broken roster. But I really like what they have done in the wake of those two leaving. Because it's not only did they bring in Boogie, not only did they bring in John Wall, a gentleman that you're familiar with that's not a household name, Christian Wood. Christian Wood is a legit contributor, and he's a big. So we don't have PJ Tucker guarding centers anymore. Christian Wood is only familiar to those that live in Michigan because no one's watching the Pistons on League Pass. But he is a true, true contributor. And they've got Boogie. They've got Christian Wood. They've got Wall. They've got Harden. They've still got Eric Gordon. They've still got Tucker. Like, the Rockets are kind of revamped, and I like what they have done. But of course, you can't talk about John Wall without saying if he stays healthy, because we have not seen John Wall play basketball in 2 years. So if he's the old John Wall, it's going to go well.
I suffered through the years and shed so many tears. Oh, man, I hate to see Christian Wood go. And I'm glad you brought him up. That's smart basketball analysis. You paying attention to League Pass, dog, because Christian Woods can ball. He can play on the perimeter. He can drive it and make a play for himself. He can block shots. He can rebound. And I just want to go on wax and say this. And I love Daryl Morey just like all of the other media fanboys. The Houston GM has done a better job than Daryl Morey already. What do you think about that?
Interesting.
The current GM has done better than Daryl Morey already. And here's what I mean. His outstanding move clearly was bringing in James Harden. Like, that's outstanding. The other thing to help unlock James Harden was to bring in Mike D'Antoni and put the ball in his hands. Those were outstanding moves. The other moves, not so outstanding. You remember when Dwight Howard ran with them?
Mm-hmm.
Or Chris Paul?
Mm-hmm.
Or now Russell Westbrook? You remember mm-hmm. them starting a micro ball, like you just mentioned, where P.J. Tucker was 6'5", starting at center? The same team that lived by the three in the biggest games, you know what they did?
Died by the three.
Everybody knew where they were going to be, right? You had a chance against San Antonio, came up short. Chance against the Warriors, missed 27 straight. So now them becoming a team that's actually traditional. And by the way, my guy, JRLA supporter, let's put some respect on Boogie's name. The last couple of years with Golden State and with the Lakers, it didn't work out so well for my guy. But trust me, the league better be on notice. Here come 20 plus and 10 plus coming back into the league balling with the Rockets because he's paying attention to all these deals everybody getting. He's like, wait a minute. Such and such got what? Such and such got what? Boogie about to get healthy and he about to do work in the West.
Yep. And one thing that we have to point out here on Jalen and Jacoby, the champagne and campaign implications of this trade. I mean, we got James Harden and John Wall in the same city in Houston right now. Buckle up, Houston. It's about to go down. One of the teams that they'll be contending
right now
in the Western. Don't do it, Jay. Don't get us canceled. I got kids to feed. One of the teams they'll be competing with to unseat the Lakers in the Western Conference is the Clippers, who famously flamed out in the bubble. Paul George was on the All the Smoke podcast. Shout out to those guys. And he said, Doc wasn't using me right. He said, we were making adjustments during the Nuggets series. What do you think about these shots at Doc?
I think I know too much about these individuals' lives. Some of the things that I won't say, but I do feel like when Paul George got traded to the Clippers, overall, I just felt his marriage with Doc Rivers was going to be a tough one. And I was one of the people that predicted that they would win a championship, and they came up clearly short. But here's what I want to point out. Those two guys don't talk a lot. Those two guys ain't me type of individuals. Kawhi Leonard is basically a mute in most circumstances. And Paul George really is one of those guys I consider speak when spoken to. What has happened to both of those guys, because of the Clippers' expectations, now for the average fan, they've become unlikable characters to the fans in a lot of ways and to the media. If you notice, it's reminded me a lot of what I played with Toronto, and they traded Vince Carter stupidly. Some of the things I'm hearing about Kawhi Leonard, it's like his habits, where he likes to stretch pregame, where he lives, how that affects practice, and then these comments by Paul George. So if you're both of those guys, you have to know this. Right now, you can't say anything. You got to take it. You got to take it. Dame mm-hmm. shot you down a couple of years, Paul George, and he broke up you and Russ. Jamal Murray and the Joker put y'all out of the bubble. It happened. Mm-hmm. Okay, so you know what the fans and the media now want to see? Productivity. You know what they don't want to hear? You making excuses about the coach that just got let go to Philly. And so I appreciate his honesty. And you know how much I love Paul George, another Larry Bird disciple, just like I love Kawhi Leonard, a Steve Fisher disciple. But for these guys, the most important thing they can do is actually live up to expectations. But here's the problem. I picked up the phone yesterday, Jacoby, and they signed Reggie Jackson, and they signed Nicholas Batum. The Lakers signed Anthony Davis and LeBron James. So things have changed in the last 12 months in L.A.
They sure have. And Jalen, the last Thursday's game that turned into Sunday's game, that turned into Monday's game, that turned into Tuesday's game was actually played last night. And I think the Steelers are the least impressive 11-0 team I've ever seen. We'll talk about that right after this. You are watching Jalen and Jacoby.
Jalen and Jacoby is presented by Guinness.
Game time is Guinness time. Please drink responsibly. Part of Happy Hour.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special.
Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby, presented by Guinness.
Coming to you live from Pier 17 in the South Street Seaport and brought to you by Chase. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen, why are you stopping
Jacoby,
me from doing my job already, sir?
I'm excited, Jacoby. Did I just see Guinness up on the screen? You know
yes,
how much I love to drink some black and
tans. I know you
tans.
Love some Guinness.
Ooh,
it's a delicious, refreshing beverage.
Yes.
Can I go back to doing my job, please, sir?
Okay, sir.
Great. They played the Ravens and Steelers game finally yesterday afternoon at a weird time on a Wednesday. It was a weird game. The Ravens were completely depleted, but the Steelers did not look good. Jalen, in my entire life, I have never been less impressed by an 11-0 NFL football team. You can't sit here and say that you would pick this team to beat the Chiefs in a game, to beat the Titans in a game. I'm putting them in that Colts, Bills, Raiders group. What do you think about this undefeated Steelers team and their performance yesterday?
I'm putting them right under the Chiefs. And let me tell you why. During this pandemic, people should start to acknowledge the difference that it makes when you have fans versus not. Mm-hmm. Without fans, to me, Jacoby, that takes away any extracurricular distractions from the players. And so for me, for my money, I don't believe, for example, if the stands were full in baseball, that the Dodgers would have won it this year. I really don't. Because Clayton Kershaw and his mentals haven't necessarily been there when they needed him the most. And I bring all of that up to say the teams that have the most talent, Lakers, or the teams that are really well coached, like the Miami Heat or like the Pittsburgh Steelers, those are the kind of teams that are rising to the top, Jacoby. Stability, disciplined. They have what's considered a style of play and an identity. I believe something just came to my mind.
What's up?
Mike Tomlin could coach the Miami Heat. And Eric Spoelstra could coach the Pittsburgh Steelers. Because both of those franchises are model of stability. The Steelers have had three coaches in 30, 40 years. The Miami Heat had a big three. And there were times LeBron walked to the huddle. He bumped into Eric Spoelstra.
Mm-hmm.
D-Wade bumped into Spoelstra. And you know what Pat Riley said? Y'all better figure it out because he's going to be here longer than both of y'all. And guess what? That's true. He is still there. And so based on that, don't look at the Steelers to win by 21 or 28.
They don't.
That's not their style, Jacoby. They're going to play smash mouth football and win a game by three, but beat you up like they won by 14.
They barely beat the Ravens, who didn't even have their players. Jalen, regrettably, we're going to allow you to decide what we discuss. It is Keep It Moving. If you want to talk about the topic, say hit the brakes. If not, we'll keep it moving. We have a very interesting quote from Tyreek Hill about his quarterback, Patrick Mahomes. Keep it moving or hit the brakes.
Hit the brakes.
He said that when he first saw Patrick Mahomes in training camp, he thought he was trash. Jalen, do you think he's changed his opinion?
He definitely changed his opinion. He's been regular season MVP. He's been Super Bowl MVP. He throws the football from different arm angles like a baseball player. I'm pretty sure he appreciates having the special quarterback under center throwing it to him and Travis Kelce. Because each week when I look up at the league leaders in yards, they're both there. But I got to say one more thing about Tyreek Hill. And this is way before he had 200 yards in the first quarter. I've already put this on wax. The wide receiver position has changed. And of course you want the size of Julio and the hands of DeAndre Hopkins. But this guy has broken the mold for a receiver that doesn't necessarily fit the prototype of what people used to consider a number one receiver. Kind of like we see in that quarterback with shorter guys like Russell Wilson and Kyler Murray.
Jalen, Roger Goodell says that they will not reschedule games for competitive considerations. Keep moving or hit the brakes.
No surprise. I got some math for you. 32 teams times 16 weeks. We play all of those games. Everybody get checks. Keep it moving.
We keep it moving. We keep it moving.
The Pistons signed a ball.
Hit the brakes! Hit the brakes!
They got LiAngelo Ball in a non-guaranteed one-year deal with your Trash Pistons. What do you think he can bring to the franchise?
Here's what I know. There's a gentleman and a couple, the Ball family, LeVar in particular, will be vocal about this. Do we have one, two, three players in the league?
Yes, he does.
At the same time?
Yes, he does.
At the same time?
Yes, he does.
Congratulations. That's amazing for that family.
Congratulations. Funk Master Flex put a very interesting video on Instagram.
Hit the brakes.
We
hit
will
the
not show you the video, but
why?
Legendary DJ Funk Master Flex put his liposuction surgery on Instagram. Top move or boss move?
Flex, the same guy, and you know I'm a whack DJ and Flex is a legend to me. So I'll go on
Flex.
His show and say
to
this
get a
to
ticket.
Him.
Hard to get a ticket.
I can't say bars without paying homage to him. That's my homage to the OG. But dog, the same guy that has people come to the studio and freestyle, the show that they can spit and not just make records, can't be the same guy getting liposuction, dog. That can't be the same person. That can't be the same person.
I will accept zero Funk Master Flex slander on this program. We're going
Agreed.
To keep moving to the Christmas Day NBA schedule has been released. Keep moving or hit the brakes.
We're going to keep it moving, but I'm going to be cleaner than the Board of Health on Christmas, boy.
Make sure you stay tuned. Jalen and Jacoby will be right back.
Jalen and Jacoby is presented by Guinness. Game time is Guinness time. Please drink responsibly. Part of Happy Hour.
Jalen, Snoop Dogg is starting something called the Fight Club, where you promote boxing matches like this one you saw between Jake Paul and Nate Robinson. What did you learn from Nate Robinson getting knocked out?
I'm happy for Snoop, but he did a great job analyzing that night on that fight card. But here's what I'll say. For anybody that saw Nate Robinson get knocked out, the people that he was fighting for, athletes and entertainers, were the first people to tease him. And it taught me that people use the word love incorrectly, because I don't laugh when people I love get knocked down and get injured. That's not funny to me.
Jalen, you're a very mature, responsible person, and you're a better person than I, because I laughed at all the memes. I was laughing at all the memes after Nate Robinson knocked out, but I salute his courage. We'll be back tomorrow at 2 o'clock. We always say we give the people what they want. Part of that is doing exclusive podcast content for our podcast listeners. We have a special guest tomorrow. Juicy J will be joining us on the podcast. And Jalen, we are serious sports journalists. We cover all of the angles in the NBA in particular, so we must discuss Malik Beasley being photoed with Larsa Pippen. Jalen, your thoughts?
Wow. There are a lot of angles to take.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to start with the Larsa Pippen angle first. As a public figure, sometimes people underestimate that the decisions that you make as an adult in particular really affects your family and friends and kids and the people around you. And the one thing I will say that I've noticed about her reputation the last couple of years, in particular when she started being friends with the Kardashians and then not being friends with the Kardashians, is she's ruined her reputation and seemed to have become what's considered a classic NBA jump off. And all in the name, the last name of my former teammate and brother, Scottie Pippen. I don't like to see, I'll never forget, Jacoby. I was in Connecticut. I was headed to Bristol to do some work for our company. And I looked down at my phone. This was years ago. And Scottie Pippen was trending. And I'm like, uh-oh, let me see what happened with Pip. I hope everything's good. He wasn't trending because of something he did. He was trending because she was sleeping with Future. And I want you to know and remind you of something. One of my favorite athletic pitchers at the time was the year Cam won MVP. And he had a big playoff game. And he took a picture with Jeezy and Future. Remember, mm-hmm. I had that picture up in the studio, right? Yep. Mm-hmm. I went back to L.A. What did I do with that picture?
Put it up in the studio?
I took it down. I took the picture down. And it wasn't because I don't love Future's music, because I do. But to me, if I'm riding with Scottie and he now works with ESPN, it's disrespectful for me to have a picture up of a dude that allegedly sleeping with his wife. So I took the picture down. And since the Future stuff, it seemed that we started talking about her based on who she's dating or who she's sleeping with, not necessarily about things that she's doing productive in her life or career. Now let's get to Malik Beasley.
Malik's baby mama, Montana Yao. I had to do some research on her because I'm a serious journalist. She's like, I'm finding out just like you guys. And one thing, a detail about this story that's overlooked that I really want to discuss with you, Jalen Rose, is Malik Beasley, there was some incident in where he lived. Some weapons were brandished and he was investigated. And the police found not one, but 2 pounds of marijuana in his house. Now, Jalen, why would you have 2 pounds of marijuana in your house? Like, that's a lot of weed, man. That's a lot of medicinal.
I'm going to push back on that one because he wanted to be stopped. He wanted to be stopped. The same reason, it's the same reason why some people go to the supermarket and other people go bulk shopping. That's why Costco. You love the Kirkland life, right?
Kirkland gang.
Like bulk shopping. So if
He's
you,
bulk shopping.
And by the way, he play in Minnesota, dog.
Don't
Not
house,
in California.
Cold.
If you're going to have the treats, you got to have the treats. You can't have the guy out here scrambling on a Wednesday night in Minnesota trying to look for some. So let me get back to the actual point of why we're talking about Malik Beasley. First, let's do some math. And I've called the Kardashians and the Jenners the number one. The number one. It's not even close. Scouting agency in the industry. Number one scouting agency in the industry. Anybody that they get with got something going on. Period. And I ain't saying that I'm mad at that, but a lot of those guys clearly have an athletic or an entertainment type. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So now, Malik Beasley, she was friends with them, and for whatever reason, she got kicked out the group. She was Bobby Brown of the group. They like, we just don't want you in the group. She got kicked out the group. So you have these issues. The team still give you a $60 million deal because he did ball. He averaged like 18 points quietly. He can ball. So you have the allegations happen that you just said, Jacoby, and the team gives you $60 million. You know what he was doing 2 or 3 days after that? He was commenting on Larsa Pippen's page about taking her shopping and treating her like a queen.
Yep, I saw that.
So you know what she did? Classic vulture move. She ain't know who he is. Dog,
nope.
Remember this. She's married to one of the top 50 basketball players of all time. She knows the game. She knows that she's been in the locker room. She's kissed the trophy. She knows the game. Okay. So she just had to Google Malik Beasley.
Yeah.
She didn't know who he was. He's not LeBron. No. He's not KD.
She's not watching League Pass
Googled.
Timberwolves
I
games.
Guarantee you, if you got her phone or you got her computer, you can see that she Googled Malik Beasley.
If you put M into the Google search pass on her phone, it just the rest fills out. Malik Beasley salary. That's what just fills out for you automatically.
Correct. And she was like, wait a minute. A guy that just so happens to be 20 years younger than me. And by the way, I see a lot of people age shaming. I'm never going to do that. I'm not going to be the age shaming guy. I'm not rolling with that. If she 46 and he 26, good for them.
Cool.
But once she Googled his name, Jacoby, guess what she saw?
Contract details.
Fresh. Like he ain't even got it yet, dog. Just think about it. It ain't like it's the final year of the deal, dog. She a vet. Remember, her husband played with Michael Jordan, dog. She know the game. She know when the checks come. She know everything. And so, she see that he got a fresh $60 million deal. And he don't play in Miami. He don't play in Cali. He don't play in Houston. He's kind of off wax in Minnesota. Mm-hmm. Any of my comments, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to get on a plane, and I'm going to go meet him. I'm going to get on a plane and go meet him. Because guess what? We can walk around and hold hands. We're wearing masks. Nobody's gonna know who we are. We're smarter than everybody else. We're just gonna wear masks. Nobody's gonna know, right, Jacoby?
Nope. How could anyone recognize her in a mask?
Now, here's the problem if you're one Malik Beasley. He's married. They have kids. And there was another young lady that released an email that he also sent her within a day or two talking about their arrangement with her seed and his seed and how he need to protect the best interests of both of their kids while she just kind of stay in her lane. And so again, as we talk about all of this stuff, it only matters to me what one person thinks. What is that one person's name again, Jacoby? You said her name.
Scotty. Larsa Pippen.
No.
Montana Yao.
That's the only person in this that matters. You know that, right? As much as we like peeking in through the window at everybody else's business, and he's trending, Larsa's trending, and all of that, it only matters what one person thinks. And so I say to you.
Mm-hmm.
How long you been married?
I've been married for 10 with my wife for 18.
So what does he say?
Well, he's got a lot of explaining to do. Because
what does he say?
Because he didn't expect it to be photographed. Like you said, they're in Minneapolis. Like he probably just picked her up.
I think they were in Florida.
Oh, they were in Florida? Well, she's holding on to his hand, and he's probably thinking in his head, he's like, I wish he wasn't doing this right now, but I don't want to ask her not to, because that's kind of rude. You know what I mean? So he's just like, maybe I can just get through this airport or get through this shopping mall, wherever they were, without raising a fuss.
Can I make a point
mm-hmm.
that I made years ago in Chad Ochocinco, Lamar Odom? To those two in particular, I have their numbers in my phone. And at the time, they didn't like me using them as an examples of this. You heard me say this before. Malik Beasley wasn't thinking why she holding my hand, dog. He was being a fan of hers. He's the one that was actually being the groupie, not the other way around. That's what's mind-blowing to everyone, actually. You would think that, oh, wait a minute. A guy that just signed a deal, playing in the league in his mid-20s, has a wife, has the kids, has whatever going on, you would actually think that he wants nothing to do with her. But it's the exact opposite. He's a groupie for her. He's a fan for her. Why go in her comments and say, he didn't say, I want to be nice to you. He said, I want to take you shopping.
Treat you like a queen.
That's groupie 101. You leading with the money. You leading with the money. Please continue what he says when he gets home.
Well, Here's what he says, and I know this is what he says. He said, "We're just friends. We were just holding hands. We didn't go to a hotel together. We didn't dine together. I was just catching up with a friend, and she's very physically demonstrative with our platonic friendship." That's what he says to her. And you know, she says, "I don't believe you. You need more people. Where's my money?" Because you can't explain that one. Do you know how many females' hands I've held since I've been with my wife? Do you know how many? Do you know what that number is? That number is zero. That number is zero. I don't walk down the street holding hands with my colleagues and friends. No.
Dog, but here's the thing. You know what just happened this week, right? The NBA started training camp.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what's happening next month? The NBA starting a basketball season. And you know what he doesn't need? As Minnesota just drafted Anthony Edwards, have D'Angelo Russell and Karl-Anthony Towns. You know what they don't need? His distraction. No. He just became one. That's what they don't need. Him being a distraction. He just became one. So again, I want to give... No, I'm not going to give Larsa Pippen credit. What I will say is... he's being a groupie.
Well, I think one thing you're spot on about is she definitely Googled him. She is not watching Jazz Timberwolves League Pass blowout games. She doesn't know Malik Beasley from me. Like, she has no idea who Malik Beasley is. She saw him in the comments, Googled him, saw the deal, and then started with the DMs. And I guess that's how it goes in 2020. Jalen, we have another big, important journalistic topic we need to discuss. I'm sure you have seen the video from the owner of True Kitchen. I believe it's in Houston. I might be wrong.
I'm glad you're bringing this up.
The gentleman who owns the establishment went on a long announcement that there will be no twerking during brunch at the True Kitchen on his watch. Your thoughts when you saw the video?
So, I don't like to admit it, but I'm an adult.
It was Dallas, not Houston.
Admit this, but I'm an adult. I'm an entrepreneur. I'm a businessman, a father, husband, professional.
Mm-hmm.
You are the atmosphere that you foster. One of the things that I like to do, Jacoby, in my spare time is DJ. And when you're the DJ, you have the pulse on all of the ears of everybody that's listening. So therefore, the energy that you play is what's going to play out from people that actually hear it.
Good
I don't
point.
Care where they are. It's just going to happen that way. And so if I want a smooth, chill, laid back thing, I'll play some jazz. I'll play some Anita Baker. I'll play some Sade. That's the kind of music you play if that's the atmosphere you want to foster. When you play Back That Ass Up, there's a good chance that somebody's going to back that ass up.
Good point, Mr. Rose.
So from a business standpoint, what he's saying out of his mouth is that he wants an establishment that doesn't have twerking. But that's not what you're promoting with your music. And it wasn't what he's promoting on his website. Because I went to look. And you know the thing that they
Research.
Were promoting on that website?
What's that, Mr.
Bathing Rose? Suits, dancing, and twerking. That's what they were promoting on his restaurant website. So what he's saying and what he's doing is two different things. So first and foremost, I blame him.
Okay, Jalen, I have a very important follow-up question.
Okay.
Why did you do more research on the True Kitchen topic than you have on any topic in 10 years? Like, why, now you're doing investigations and you're going to websites.
Well, here's why. Because that's a personal topic to black people.
Mm-hmm.
That's a personal topic. Because in a lot of ways, it comes off like we don't know how to act, right? Can't take y'all nowhere. I'm trying to give y'all a restaurant. I'm trying to invest in the community. And soon as y'all let y'all in, all y'all want to do is stand on the tables and dance and twerk to try to make us look bad. Like we don't know how to act in public. Nah, dog, you are the one that's wrong. You are the atmosphere that you create. And anybody that's ever heard music before It's going to be a different response based on the style of record that gets played.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's first. So he's the blame. But let me tell you why I did more research. Looking deeper into the box score, I wanted to make sure that I dispelled the idea that soon as black women hear music, it don't matter if they're at a restaurant, it don't matter if they're at the club, it don't matter if they're on the side of the street, that they just don't have the discipline to not twerk. That's how he was talking to them. And you know what else he did that I didn't like? He actually told his patrons that he don't need their money. So why you in business, dog? Why you in business? You do need our money. That restaurant, Jacoby, has a month-long waiting list. A month-long. It's really popular. A month-long. It's a really popular place. And that's why, which is the last point I'm going to make, you didn't see people just get up and leave. See, a lot of people were like, if I was sitting there, I would have got up and left. If you've ever been to a restaurant, think about what you're saying. You've already ordered drinks. You've probably already eaten some food. That ain't necessarily the time to get up and leave, because guess why? You still got to pay the check. Can't leave without paying the check. What if everybody would have got up and not paid the check? Then they would have actually gotten in trouble, not him. So I blame him. And I always look back at how people respond and not what they say. I bet you one thing, he ain't gonna be playing no hip hop and R&B up in that spot no more. I bet you that.
I'm on their Facebook page. This food looks good. Food looks good. Like, am I a little hungry right now? Joe, it was good. Looks like some catfish.
Man, hey, dog.
But
let me be more frank. That dude is a clown. He's a clown. That's how I feel. The owner of that restaurant, true restaurant owner, you're a clown. That's how I feel.
We always say we give the people what they want, and part of that is listening to the people. So right now, call 985-80-JALEN and leave us a voicemail, and we will put it on the show. J&K in Denver, we have not forgotten about you. We want our updates. We always need an update from J&K, so hit us up. 985-80-JALEN.
We need your address, J&K. Please DM Jalen and Jacoby on IG. I'm going to send both of you guys some hoodies.
If you leave us a voicemail at 985-80-JALEN, we will put it on the show just like this.
Yo, what's good, Jalen and Jacoby? This is Pita from Chicago. I also go by King King the King on all my social medias. And I was calling today because you guys had a polyamorous couple on the show last night, and basically, definitely a boss move, absolute boss move. Me and my girlfriend are polyamorous couple as well, and throughout 2020, we've had a couple, you know, episodes with multiple females. Soft move or boss move, though? Actually turning a fun time into something serious, actually becoming like a throuple, like, you know, a guy and two girls. Me and my girlfriend did it earlier this year, and we ended up having three women staying with us. So get back to me. Let me know. Soft move or boss move? Turning a polyamorous adventure into something a little more serious. Shout out, Reyes. Keep getting them checks.
There's a lot to unpack there. First of all, I didn't even know that he was going to reference J&K in Denver when I tossed that voicemail. We don't listen to the voicemails before they play. So that was interesting. And Kingpin the King, I think his name is, he's in Chicago. He's in a polyamorous relationship, basically an open relationship. I didn't hear him say anything about other gentlemen joining the situation. So it seems like it's him and his lady and some other women. Now, Jalen, at some point during this fun polyamorous lifestyle that this gentleman is living, he had three women living with him, and they became a throuple. And he wants to know whether you consider that to be a soft move or a boss move.
I consider you a king. That's what I consider. You're a king. Like, If you want, I'll come there and cook for you because you're a king, dog.
Jalen's a great king. Cook, too. Jalen's a great cook.
You're a king. That's a boss move. Because you know why? It makes you happy. Mary J. once said it, everybody. Don't overthink it. All I really want is to be happy. So many times, we live it for everybody else's pleasure, but mm-hmm. everybody else to pat us on the back and tell us that it was a good choice, a good decision. We need to be validated by our friends. We need to be validated by social media. And then you know what? When you get off your phone, you're more unhappy than when you start looking at your phone. Do whatever makes you happy. And brother, what I want you to do, y'all gotta watch Coming to America together. Y'all got to. You got to, dog. You need to have on Coming to America. I'm gonna give you some things you need to watch. Watch Coming to America. You gotta watch the old and the new Superfly. You gotta watch the throwback 70s one. And then you gotta rock the new era one. You gotta watch that one. Just a couple of things for your viewing pleasures. And then also, imagine the scenario Netflix and chill when it's you and three ladies. Oh my God, he's a king.
Good for him. I mean, my wife will be the first to say that I have enough trouble just keeping her happy. There's no way I could have four women living in my home and keeping everybody happy. You know what I mean? Just I can't do it.
You underestimate yourself.
Boss move.
You underestimate. Well, I gotta let me switch a variable for you. Let me switch a variable for you.
Mm-hmm.
No three kids. Now answer that same question.
Yeah, I mean, I should say I do live with three women and I can't keep any of them happy. That includes my two daughters. But I will say this is, you know, this polyamorous polyamorous lifestyle, that ain't for me. Polyamorous lifestyle ain't for me. I don't want my wife getting with dudes. I don't want to get with other women. I'm very happy with this monogamous marriage that we have. That's why it's a boss move for you.
What religion is that?
I don't know. But you can sign up, Jay. You can sign up. We have Juicy J joining us on the podcast for the podcast exclusive tomorrow. We will be back with another pod tomorrow. Why is that, Jalen Rose?
Well, we're lucky. Like, your wife and my wife, they equal two or three women on their own.
Mm-hmm.
We're not done. We're not done. We're not done.